Wednesday, the 12th of May, Kof Ches Ir, Harav Eliezer Kahaneman Shlita, Kibbud Av Va'Aim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Lila Nishmas, with a Ephraim official, then of Yoel Aryeh Dick.
We all know that the mitzvah of Kibbud Av Va'Aim, one of the mitzvahs we have in the Aseres Hadibros. There are many dinim and aspects. One thing we have to realize, Kibbud Av Va'Aim is not just a thank you to parents. Chayodom elaborates on that in the Chochmas Odom about the thank you part that we should have to parents. But there are sometimes, even a father was nifta, even before the boy was born, and there is no special thank you for bringing him up, taking care of him. And the same Kibbud Av Va'Aim says, Mechabdoi Mechaim, Mechabdoi Le'acha Miso, you have to honor your parents while they're alive, and there's a chiyuv to honor parents even after they were nifta. So that second chiyuv will be chal even if he never knew his father and his father never knew of him. The pshat can be very poshut. What does it have to do? It says, Shloisha shutfim heim ba'odom. Oviv ve'ima, there are three partners in every person. There's his father, his mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parents are shutfim, partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is not just a thank you. The reason we oved Hashem is not just only because we have to say thank you for everything that he did, but for the etzem thing, the fact that he is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mechayev us to be mechabed v'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha without any reason. He's asking us, look, I have partners. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a goyimul chasodim. He has midas toives. He's asking us, take care of my partners also, your father and mother. So when we are being mechabed of va'im, it's not just a mitzvah, like one of the Taryag mitzvahs, which in itself is of paramount importance, but it is being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are taking care of his shutfim, of his partners. And there's a question, we have a father and we have the mother. And what happens if they're honoring them does not meet exactly in a way that we can honor both of them? So what do we do? And there's a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Sho'al ben almono achas es Rabbi Eliezer. A son of an almona, of a widow, he had no father, asked Rabbi Eliezer, what will happen if Abba Oimer Hashkeini Mayim Ve'ima Oimer is Hashkeini Mayim? My father asks me to bring him a glass of water, and at the same time my mother asked me to bring her a glass of water. Eze mehem koidem. I can't do both of them together, it seems. Picture maybe, and he couldn't hold two glasses together. Whatever the case, I can't do both of them together. What do I do first? That's obvious that you should do both of them. But who do I do first? So Rabbi Leza answered him, Omale hanach kvoid imecha v'asei kvoid ovicha. Put aside, in the meantime, the cover, the honor of your mother, and give honor to your father. Why? Not because kibud of is more important than kibud aim. but because she'ato v'imecha chayovim b'chvoit ovicha. You and your mother have to be mechabed your father. You have to be mechabed him as kibud avraim, and she is mechabed him like a wife is supposed to be mechabed a husband. So you're both obligated to be mechabed the father, the husband. So mimela, you have to give first to your father.
He has to give her food.
He has to give her food. That's something else. We're not talking about him being being hungry. We're talking, he wants another glass of water, a soda, a Coke, Pepsi, whatever. The Maisa, this is a Mishnah in Krisus, Daf Chavches Amud Aleph, the last Mishnah in Krisus. Bo Lifnei Rabbi Yoshua, he came to Rabbi Yoshua, asking the same question. Omar Loi Kach, gave him the same answer. Omar Loi Rabbi, I have another question. Nisgar Shomahu, my parents were divorced, what do I do now? I see that you're a son of a widow, not that your parents are both alive and they've been divorced. Put the water in a sefer, in a pitcher, and dance like a tana. We say, you're making fun of me. You think I don't see that you're not really asking a halacha lemaisa. So he answered him also in a humorous way. But the bottom line is, you put it down in the middle, they both take. Which means, being that they're divorced, so the woman, the mother, is not obligated to honor her husband, so there is no kedima from the father over the mother. They're both equal. La halacha. That's how we question. The Beis Yosef says, being that they're both equal, he can do whatever he wants. Give first to the father or give first to the mother. Whatever he wants. The Rif and the Rambam don't bring this last shaila about a grusha. They bring the Mishnah in Krisus with the whole din that atovi imecha, but the din of a grusha is not mentioned. So the Beis Yosef says, very poshut. Being that they bring down the tam is ato v'imecha chayovim v'chvoid o'vicha, so here where she's not chayav, I am shovim, so he can do whatever he wants. But the Beis Yosef brings a daya of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says he can't do what he wants. You cannot give one before the other. So you have to bring the pitcher, you put them in the middle between them, let them pour for themselves. You can't do one over the other. But, says the Beis Yosef, the Pashtus, Loshen Rashi, and the Poskim is not like Rabbeinu Yerucham. Even though the Marshal in Yamsul Shloimei holds that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yerucham. So you have a Machlokes Rishonim. Then there is another daya, the Pischei Tshuva in your daya Simon Reish Mem brings that the fact of Ashkeni Mayim is a bedafka. It wasn't just an example, it has to be in such a way. Why? He says the mother, the wife, is not a slave to her husband. She has to be mechabedim with certain things. One of the things that the wife has to do is to prepare food for the husband and to feed him, to put it on a plate nicely, and to serve. So Ashkeni Mayim, that she's mechuyev to her husband. So that's where the husband comes first. But if they're both going to ask for something else, like then bring me a book. Now the wife isn't mechuyev to bring a book to her husband. Over there, even though they're not divorced, shneim shovim, they're both equal. And he says, but tzorech iyun lemaisa. But according to the Gemara, he says, that's what should come out. But that's a pella. Rambam, and everyone holds like that, he brings in Hilchos Ishus, Tzivu chachomim alo isha shetiye mechabedes esbailo biyoysa midai. Chachomim wa metzave on the isha that she should honor her husband more and more and more. So there's a chiyuv kibud on everything. Not just to bring water and to do the malachas that she has to do for him, to serve him. She has a chiyuv kibud in everything. She has to honor her husband. So what is the Pischei Tshuva saying, that she's only mechuyev to serve him, and in these things that it says in the Gemara in Ksuvis, that a woman is mechuyev to her husband, only in those things do we say, Shneim, that Ishok Av Koidim Leishto.
They have a definition of kibbut, no?
What?
That's what kibbut is, those things that
husband. Those things are also kibbut. One sec. And what's the mocha for that Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah says, our Gemara that we just said, Atovim echo chayovim bichvoid ovicho. So it goes on everything. I know what some of you are thinking. The Rambam over there right away says, V'chein tzivu chachomim sheyehei habal mechabed es ishtoi. A husband has to honor his wife. No? So we're back again at the beginning. They're both equal. He has to honor her. She has to honor him. So what do we do now? But that's something else. As it says over there, right in Rambam, V'im yesh loy momoin, ma'o bebetoy voso, kefi hamomoin. If he has money, he has to see that she should be clothes beautifully. Everything according to how much money he has. He has to be. But that's something else. She is mechuyev to be mechabed him. Just covet. Without any tachlis. She has to give him covet. She has to honor him. The husband is mechuyev to see that his wife should be an honored lady. She should go around nice clothing. She should have servants if she needs, whatever. But not personally that he has to be mechabedan. That means when you come to the table, Shabbos by night, he's not supposed to tell her, maybe you'll sit in my seat, and she'll say, no, you'll sit here. No. That he's not mechuyev, they're just honor her. He has to be mechabedan. But he doesn't have to give away his seat. He has a prime seat. What we're talking now is the chiyuv of kovod, not being mechabed or being mechuvot. That's what the husband and his wife. Of course, if you have seichel, you give kovod to your wife even if you're not mechuyev. But that already has to do with seichel. Now, plain and poshut, yeah? But actually the raya that the Pischei Tshuva brings, why does the Gemara say Dafke Ashkeni Mayim? Let me bring a different example. So he says, because that issue is Mechuyeves Lebaila. There's another Gemara in Kiddushin. Omaloi Oviv Ashkeni Mayim. In the meantime, he's being over a din d'orais, another din. He's being over an Isur if he's going to do that. So he says, no, you're not allowed to listen to your father in such a case. To do an Aveira, that's not Kibbutz. What's over there? Ashkeni Mayim. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever the father says, you don't listen to him. So what's Ashkeni Mayim? Give me water. Because that's the most usual thing that a father will ask of a son, bring me something to eat. That's That's all. It's most practical. And, so that's what the moshul is. That the, but the Pischa Tshuva says his din. Now, there's a Tosefta in Baba Metzia. We all know the Gemara in Baba Metzia. Aveidosoi, Aveidas Raboi, at the end of the second parak of Eilu Metzias. Aveidosoi, Aveidas Raboi, Aveidas Oviv, what's koidem, what goes first, Raboi Lomdoi, Torah, Violoi Lom Abov, and then the father's also a Talmud Chacham, a whole sugya. The Tosefta brings it down. But the Tosefta adds something else. Aveidas Oviv, Vaveidas Imoi, he found an Aveda that his father had lost, and he found an Aveda that his mother had lost. Avedas Ioviv Koidemes Lavedas Imoi. Father's Aveda comes first. Then he has the Aveda from the mother. Emosai, when is that? Bizman Shehitachtov, when they're living together. Avol Einotachtov, that they were divorced. Shneim Shovim. They're both equal. It's very good with the Gemara. Exactly the Gemara. The problem is, a wife has a special chiyuv to be machzir aveda to her husband. Of course not. She has a mitzvah, like everybody else. But there is no special chiyuv to be machzir aveda to return a lost thing to the husband. And Aval Pichain, the Tosefta tells us that he has to give first the father's Aveda and then the mother's Aveda. You have to understand exactly what the Tosefta is talking about. That's clear that if he can only give back one of the Avedas, that the mother is not mechuyev to give out money of her own and to be moichel on her Aveda. That's clear. What are we talking about? That he has the two Avedas and he can't do both of them together. What comes first? First I'll bring this one home and then I'll bring the other one home. Yes? And Afa Pichain, it says in the Tosefta that the Aveda of the father comes first. Zepela, according to the Pischa Tshuva. Why? That's not a malacha that she is mechuyev to her husband to be machzir aveda. And vayta, from the end of the Tosefta, the kasha of Rabbeinu Yerucham. What does Rabbeinu Yerucham say? That if he should, it comes to such a situation where shneim shovim, if they're divorced, he can't bring honor to one over the other. Why? The Pasha de Svara is because if he's honoring one, it's a bizarre for the other one. I mean, he's more important. Yeah? Telling his mother, you're fine, you're good, I love you. The father is more important, he's first. Well, the same thing the opposite way. Daddy, you're fine and good, but I love mommy more, I'm going to give her first. That's a bizarre. That you can't do. If there's a halacha, he's doing like the halacha. He's not doing what he wants. But if Shneim Shovim, you can't do that. So what do we have here by Aveda? What are we talking about? According to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Are we talking about a case that if he can only give back one, that's for sure that it's Shneim Shovim. He'll do whatever he can. There is not. But know what? We're talking about a case, who do we do first? That's not Shneim Shovim. So you see, if he can only do one, so he has to do one. If he can do both of them, he has to bring both of them together. According to Rabbi Yerucham, he can't bring one and then the other. He'll have a choice, but he has no other way out of it. No, you bring both of them. So Tosefta, we see, not like the Pischa Tshuva, and it's not like the Rabbeinu Yerucham. L'choyre, there's here another question. it says a Mishnah in Hoyriyot, O ish koidem le isha tsus omin kominate zachen. The man is koidem to a woman. There are certain things that a woman is koidem to a man. Mishnah in Hoyriyot. The Tosefta here goes on to say also, Avedas isha v'avedas ish, Avedas o ish koidemas. And actually, the Tzofnas Panech asked, so how do we say Shneim Shovim? The Ragachov is asking, why is Shneim Shovim? The minute that Shneim Shovim, so we should revert to our old klal of Avedas Ish, Avedas Isha, Avedas O Ish, Kodemus. What happened to that? But the Poshet is Pshat. That over there is not a din you have to be mechabe the ish more than a isha. There is no such din. You have to be magdim the ish before the isha. First the man, then the woman. But not because of kavod. So the minute that we have a din of kibud avraim, that eliminates this din of kedima. Now we're talking only about kavod. So that she's also a Isha, that's out already. That's nullified by the mitzvah of kibbut. You have to be mechabit. The Rambam doesn't bring this Tosefta. Nobody brings it. Oh, but it's a Tosefta. We see. Now there's another Shaila, which Meshver Zecher Tzadik Livracha asked on the Pischei Tshuva. There's a Machloikes Achroinim. What happens if the mother is alive, the father was Nifta, and the mother says, no, don't say Kaddish, I'm afraid. Afraid? Do me a teva, don't say Kaddish on your father. What do we do here? Kovod Aviv is before Kvod Aviv. But Achroinim, Nidi Behuda, Beis Yosef already is Muram, is Nidi Behuda, there's a long tshuva in Rabbi Kiva Egel. What do we do in such a situation? L'chayre, the father comes first. And it would come out then, and if the mother was Nifter and the father says, don't say Kadi, you have to listen to the father. Always listen to the father. No? Some of the Achronim say no. They're both equal when they're both alive. Even though there is a chiyuv, mechabdoi la'acha moisoi, you have to be mechabe the parents after they have left this world. But it's not the same chiyuv as mechabdoi mechayim. It has a lesser stature of this chiyuv. So Mimela, the question is, should he listen to his mother and not to the father because she's alive and he's not alive? Right. We're not going into this. But Mashver asks on the Pischei Tshuva, a wife is not mechuyev to say Kaddish on her husband. And the only reason they taina that she it's okay. Why? That he shouldn't say Kaddish because he's not alive. If he would be alive, the Achroinim would all be moideh that you have to listen to him. But only because he's not alive, the Achamoisei is a lesser chiyuv than Mechayim. According to the Pischei Tshuva, what does that have to do with it? She doesn't say Kaddish on her husband. She's not mechuyev to take care of that. Because I'm the Pischei Tshuva. So I was thinking that Pshat and Pischei Tshuva is a little different than the way we said it till now. There are two things in kibbut. One thing is just to give honor. Have to give honor. The second thing is that your father or your mother should receive honor. A father, a mother can be moichel al kibud avayim. They ask for something, but if not, I'm moichel. Okay. But one of the chiyuvim of kibud aviv is the father comes into the room, he's supposed to stand up. Kemoisha oimed lifnei rabbi. The father didn't ask for that kibud, but I'm mechabed him even though he didn't ask. That's one type of kibud. The second type of kibud is ashkeni mayim. I'm thirsty, give me some water. Then you have to do what he told you. This din of being mechabed, stam, that Aisha has to her husband. That's what it says in the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. She has to be mechabed. Doesn't mean she has to be a servant to him. There's a big difference. But she has to be mechabed. That the Pischechuv is moida stam to give kovet, that she has to give kovet. She does not have to do certain works or be a servant. That she's not mechoyev. And the son is, to a certain degree. The mother isn't. That's what the Pischechuv means. It does not mean that there is no kovet only on these few malachas that we have to, that we hear she has to do for her husband. That's work that has to be done. Ashkeini mayim. But stam to give kovet, that she's mechoyev. So mimele, first of all, va'enfert the kashya milchas ishus, and we ask on the pischet tshuva. She's she's mechoyev. That the pischet tshuva agrees, isha mechoyeves bechvoid baila. Now we ask the kashya from Kaddish, by Kaddish, that's a covered thing. It's not because the father receives something. You have to be mechabed him. Say Kaddish. Being mechubed. The mother is mechuyev to see to the honor of her husband. Now, but now that he's not alive, she's already not mechuyev. But as long as he would be alive, she has to see to honor her husband. So even though she doesn't have to say Kaddish, she's not obligated or not allowed to say Kaddish, but the honor of the husband she has to have. But as long as he lives. That's what the Acharonim are talking about. So there is no kashya from the Kaddish Shaila on the Pischei Tshuva. So, Baruch Hashem, that I able to be here in Yashikoyach, we should all have first of the Shabbos and good Yontif, and we should be Zoicha, be Mekayim, all the Taryag Mitzvahs, and have a strong Kabbalah Satoira this Yontif.